give honor to God and to this fine host, Brother Slade. This is Pastor Robert Lee Jones Jr. here in the studio. I'm so glad to be here, blessed to be here. And I just want to give you just a word that will help you through your life and bring you closer and closer to the Lord. Today I want to talk to you just a little bit from the book of Matthew's chapter 4, beginning at the 18th verse. And it reads, "And Jesus, walking by the Sea of Galilee, saw two brothers, Simon called Peter and Andrew his brother, casting a net into the sea, for they were fishermen. Then he said to them, 'Follow me, I will make you fishers of men.' They immediately left their nets and followed him. Going on from there, he saw two other brothers, James the son of Zebedee and John his brother, in the boat with Zebedee their father, mending their nets. He called them, and immediately they left the boat and their father and followed him." I want to talk to you, if I should choose a subject, I'd probably choose a subject saying letting your net go. The Bible states, we see that Jesus was at his first to begin his ministry. And so Jesus knew that he needed someone, those that would follow him, he needed them to be able to know what he was all about, but he knew that they needed some repairing. Jesus knew that we all need repairing. So Jesus doesn't go after the perfect person, but he goes after those that will listen and those that will yield to his voice. Now the word says on the 20th verse, says they immediately left their nets and followed him. Understand that these were fishermen and they needed a net. That was their tool of the trade, was the net. And so some of us have tools of the trade. And I just want to talk to you just a few minutes concerning a net. When Jesus calls you, when Jesus calls us, he calls us to submit ourselves unto him. And so we have to be submissive unto Jesus and the call. And the first thing we need to do is drop our nets. Some of us have some nets. There's different types of nets, and there's different types of things that we're caught up with and that we're fishing with. Some of us are fishing with the wrong nets. There's some nets out there that there's some nets of hate that some people need to drop. There's some nets of selfishness that we need to drop. There's some nets out there that we need to drop in order to follow Jesus, because we cannot be we in the world, but we're not of the world. And so we need to drop our nets and let ourselves go so that we can be submissive to our Lord and our Savior. When Jesus said, "Come and follow," when he says, "Come and follow me," Jesus means we find in Matthew's the 10th chapter, it says in the 37th verse, it says, "He who loves father or mother more than me is not worthy of me, and he who loves son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me." Meaning this, the Bible says to honor thy father and thy mother, so that doesn't mean to dishonor them. It doesn't mean not to obey them, but it means that whatever it is, to let it go, that you have to love God, you must love Jesus even more than what you love. That's the love that we have to have for our Lord and our Savior. After all, he did come down, and he did and he did everything that the Father had asked him to do, including go to the cross for the redemption. And so therefore we have to drop some nets. Drop your net. Let some of that, get rid of those nets. Get rid of those nets. Get rid of that nets of hustling, of street hustling. Get rid of those nets. Get rid of those nets that have you bound. Get rid of those nets that you're using out in the world to try to overcome poverty. After all, the Bible does say if you would simply follow his commandment and trust him and be encouraged, that he would take care of you. And I know for a fact that God supplies all of your needs, and that he's able to take care of you. He's able to go beyond any expectation. Eyes have not seen and ears have not heard that which the Lord has in store for you. If Jesus is still, he's the same God. He's the same Jesus yesterday, today, and tomorrow. So I encourage you today to drop that net. Drop whatever it is that has you bound. Drop whatever it is that's keeping you away from him, so that you may be able to come into eternal life, so that you will be able to call men unto Christ. The word says, if I be lifted up, he'll draw all men unto you. Jesus said that, follow me, and I'll make you fishermen of men.